I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Right now, 59 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Two homes are now in a pile of rubble after a landslide in Draper. And the big question is still, how did it get to this point? KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, the two homes were evacuated back in October. The Camerits were only able to live in their house for less than a year. But they tell KSL TV they started seeing damage in the home just 2 months after they moved in. The homes were built by Edge Homes, which is now under fire with questions of whether Mother Nature or the builder is really to blame. Draper officials say in a statement that they have also evacuated two nearby homes because of conditions related to the earth shifting. We'll have the homeowner, Carol Camrat, on in a few minutes at 12:15 to talk about her experience. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
To help understand why the landslide happened in Draper that destroyed those homes and has evacuated two more, KSL TV put Utah Department of Natural Resources geologist Ben Erickson in Chopper 5. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen has the story.
The material is just really conducive for that. It's volcanic ash that was deposited here about 35 million years ago.
We saw evidence from Chopper 5 of more nearby landslides, but none like the one that took out this previously condemned home.
A lot of areas are prime real estate because of the views they have.
But Erickson says slopes like this can complicate the equation for engineers trying to achieve a safety factor in their builds.
Based off of the geotechnical data that they had, they would establish what was needed to make it stable, to add more material to it, to extend out the building pads, and then also allow the homes to be built on. Unfortunately, the plans they went with didn't work out.
Among the evidence Ben sees of landslide risk, cracks at the base of the slope,
suggesting that there's stresses there that are trying to be relieved at the surface because there's a weight that's pulling it apart, forming those cracks.
Erickson urges caution around this and any other landslide area where the ground is unstable.
Just respect the safety parameters that are being put in place to protect anybody that goes near it or is curious about it.
Now, the question of who ultimately bears responsibility for the Draper landslide is a complicated one to answer. KSL investigators producer Cindy St. Clair has been probing into the situation in Draper since last fall when the city first decided to pull the certificates of occupancy for those homes.
You've got the builder, you've got the engineer, you know, who did the site survey. You've got the city of should they have been building up there in the first place? You know, was the slope too steep? Is it the homeowner, you know, who did they do their due diligence? But at the end of the day, as a homeowner, you're relying, you know, on the experts to build you a safe home. And I think that's what we're going to see in coming months is, was that actually done?
Cindy and the investigative team have thousands of pages of documents that they're going through now to get answers. Usually when we start talking about flooding, it's a bad thing, but KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has a flooding story that's a good thing.
Right now, flooding has Sugar House Park closed to vehicles, and it may soon close completely. Laura Briefer with the Salt Lake City Department of Public Utilities explains.
We're going to see this area of Sugar House Park start behaving like the flood control facility that it's designed to do.
Briefer says they're doing controlled releases from Mountain Dell and Little Dell reservoirs, so they have the capacity to hold the runoff when it really gets going. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Parts of California are about to get slammed with the first heat wave of the season.
Going from one extreme to another after months of heavy snowfall, this week parts of California are expected to break heat records for April, with temperatures in the upper 80s to mid-90s. That's a problem because of all the snow melt that's expected to happen quickly, says UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
This is going to dramatically increase the risk of flooding downstream. So we're talking that these high flows, these potential flood flows in some of the rivers in the central and southern Sierra over the next week or so.
Flood warnings are now up along rivers in central California. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL's top national stories. Two network news stations have parted ways with their big names. We start with Fox News.
The announcement was abrupt. A short statement from Fox News Media saying it has parted ways with its star host, Tucker Carlson, thanking him for his service and replacing his popular primetime show with rotating hosts starting Monday night. Carlson's last show was Friday, just days after a defamation case was settled for $786 million involving Dominion voting systems, alleging Fox and Carlson spread misinformation about the voting company's role in the outcome of the 2020 election that former President Trump lost. Carlson's show averaged 3 million viewers a night, the most of any show on cable. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And CNN anchor Don Lemon says he has been fired by the network. The morning host tweeted he has been terminated by the network after 17 years. He says no one told him directly at the network that he had been fired. CNN posted its own statement on Twitter thanking Lemon for his contributions, saying he will forever be a part of the CNN family. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
A stalled vehicle now out of traffic. This is on I-15 prior to 7200 South. And the backups it's caused are now gone. We also have an accident. This is on the 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding taking place in other areas along the Wasatch Front.
Lookie Lou's in Sugar House in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
No amplification, no distractions. Just pure beauty as 87 extraordinary artists come together to make music. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the Symphony, Strauss's suite from Der Rosenkavalier vividly portrays key moments from the opera's witty and wise tale of a love triangle. And the Symphony's own principal bassoon, Laurie Wick, and principal clarinet, Tad Kalkara, shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Then, on May 19th and 20th, Olivier Messiaen's monumental Turangalia Symphony featuring Utah Symphony pianist Jason Harding. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story. Two homeowners are trying to figure out what comes next after their homes slid off the mountainside in Draper over the weekend. We're going to continue to follow that story for you here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1208. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the successful Sudan evacuation today.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said closing an embassy and evacuating American personnel is one of the hardest decisions a Secretary of State ever has to make, but the situation in Sudan called for it.
I determined that the deteriorating security conditions in Khartoum posed an unacceptable risk to keeping our team there at this time.
Blinken said since the embassy evacuation operation was completed, the U.S. continues to be in close communication with U.S. citizens and individuals affiliated with the American government to provide assistance and help coordinate available departure routes for those who are seeking to move to safety. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The former Louisville police officer who fatally shot Breonna Taylor has a new job in law enforcement in a county northeast of the city. WHAS-TV reports that the Carroll County Sheriff's Office has hired Miles Cosgrove. Activists announced a protest in response today. Taylor was killed in March of 2020 when police used a faulty drug warrant to break through her door. None of the white officers who fired into the black woman's home were charged in her death. The FBI later found that their superior officers used false information to obtain the warrant. A use of force investigation is underway in Ogden after a video showed a couple of officers throwing punches at a person that they were restraining on the ground. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
This video captured a Saturday evening arrest made on Washington Boulevard where you can see four Ogden police officers restraining someone, and then one after the other, two of the officers threw several punches at this person on the ground.
I don't know if he, like, had anything, like, lethal or threatening or, like, whatever he did.
The man who shot the video, Keaton Fuller, tells KSL-TV he's just anxious to hear the officer's side of the story.
The department's internal investigation is still ongoing. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, how are we getting off on this Monday?
On this Monday, noontime drive, no delays on the Valley Freeways. That's good, but a couple of problems. One is a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. It is now out of traffic on the shoulder. The earlier delays it caused, all gone. We also have a crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway. That's over to the right. We also have a surface street crash 2400 South, 5100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about mid-60s today with a chance for PM thunderstorms? I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies and 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. We'll have homeowner Carol Kamrath on in a few minutes at 12:15 to talk about her home in Draper that slid off the mountainside. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
It's time to cast out a line. It's Shields Spring Fishing Sale. Whether you're in a boat or casting from the shore, at Shields, you'll find all the items and advice you need for success on the water. Shields Sale runs April 22nd through April 30th. Save on new exclusive Shields Outfitters rods along with Daiwa spinning reels and Rapala, Strike King, and Z-Man lures. The Rapala R12 HD Combo Filet Knife is also at a special price. Don't miss out. Stop by your local Shields store or Shields.com today and check it out.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny Taylor.
And I'm Michelle Scharf. We are excited to invite you to listen to our podcast, Relentlessly Resilient. Each week, a guest shares their own powerful stories of enduring challenges and the tools of resiliency they have learned along the way. Remember, whatever you do today, be kind. You have no idea the struggles other people are dealing with in their lives.
Find us on KSLpodcast.com, the KSL News Radio app,
or your favorite podcast platform.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
experts say we need temperatures to go hot and cold on repeat to minimize flooding, but this cool spell is starting to make things dicey. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Fox News says it has agreed to part ways with Tucker Carlson less than a week after settling a lawsuit over the network's 2020 election reporting. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We do have an accident eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. Medics at the scene as you're approaching Bangor Highway. The final cleanup of a stalled vehicle that had been in traffic now over to the shoulder. Southbound I-15 just before 7200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, look for a high of 64 today with a chance for springtime thunderstorms. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's a little chilly, 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, and we have breaking news out of Midwest City, Oklahoma, where police say a suspect is in custody, accused in a shooting on the campus of Rose State College. Students, faculty, and staff had been told to shelter in place. We're learning more about the dramatic nighttime rescue mission of U.S. diplomats from the embassy in Sudan. Now other U.S. citizens are trying to evacuate.
Well, the embassy's closed and information scarce. Foreign nationals are being advised to shelter in place. There are some 16,000 U.S. nationals still in the country. Many of them are dual citizens. But some foreigners are trying to take matters now into their own hands. Some are trying to get to the border with Egypt, others to the Red Sea. But for the Sudanese, millions of whom have been dealing with a hunger crisis, they can't go anywhere. And this is even more terrifying.
ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Parts of California that have been slammed by historic snow and rainfall are now preparing for the first heat wave of the season.
Going from one extreme to another after months of heavy snowfall, this week parts of California are expected to break heat records for April, with temperatures in the upper 80s to mid-90s. That's a problem because of all the snow melt that's expected to happen quickly, says UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
This is going to dramatically increase the risk of flooding downstream. So we're talking that these high flows, these potential flood flows in some of the rivers in the central and southern Sierra over the next week or so.
Flood warnings are now up along rivers in central California. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will call for a vote this week on the Senate floor for the Equal Rights Amendment.
Nothing on earth is more important than finally being the only democracy in the world that excludes women from the Constitution.
Longtime women's rights activist Gloria Steinem at a news conference today. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Two homes are now at the bottom of a hill in Draper after a landslide on Saturday. One of the homeowners, Carol Camrat, joins me now live on the KSL Newsline. Carol, thank you so much for being with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
It was devastating for all of us to watch what was happening, but what was going through your mind when you could see your home collapsing down the hillside?
Honestly, what was going through my mind was that I wished I had gone in one day earlier than I had been planning on to rescue all my photos and photo albums that were still in the home, because I was assured they'd be safer there than in a damp garage in cardboard boxes of the rental we're staying in. So I'd been watching the home kind of cave in on itself, and there was too much snow at the time for me to get to the front porch. But me and my family had plans that Saturday to actually take hammers and go break through the windows of my office to retrieve all of those irreplaceable things that were still there. Everything of value was out, obviously, but I had kept those there rather than store them in a damp garage for who knows how many months.
What happens now? What do you do now?
I'm not quite sure. We're waiting to hear anything from the builder. We have not been contacted at all, not even, wow, this sucks. So that's a little unnerving, but we are scheduled to meet. Our attorneys are going to meet with theirs, and I'm sure we'll come to some kind of agreement. I'm sure it'll be a street fight. I don't think that they will do any more than they are contractually obligated to do.
Are you getting any answers from the city?
The city has told us what was going to be happening all along. We were warned by the city that it was the retaining walls and the slope that were the problem, and that if that was not addressed, this is what would happen. And the fixes the builder were presenting to the city, four different plans to save the homes were submitted, and four different plans were rejected because the city said they didn't go far enough to address the real problem, which were the retaining walls and the slope. They just wanted to fix the houses because, of course, that's the more cost-effective option.
So obviously this is something that you couldn't foresee. What would your advice be to others who may be building a home?
Read your homeowner's contract, because there's a lot in there. I mean, they're 50 pages long and you're excited about buying your new home. But I think we all tend to think that these big organizations know what they're doing, and that they are going to build a good product because it's your, you know, a lot of us, that's the biggest investment we'll ever make in our lives is our home. And so we just figure that the companies building these homes know what they're doing. They've got several neighborhoods. Everybody looks happy, seems happy. And okay, we got this great view. Let's build a house on it. And we trusted that they would do their due diligence. And I've learned, I didn't even know what my due diligence was. So now that I know, I would absolutely pore over all the geological reports of anywhere I'm going to be doing a new build, because whether it's on flatland or a hill, it can still sink. The soil can still move. And so the location isn't always what the problem is. It's the dirt they're building on, and how it's compacted, and how it's filled, and what kind of dirt it is. And all of these things, as a layperson buying a home from a builder, you just don't know what you have to know until a tragedy happens. And by that time, it's too late.
Carol, our very best wishes to you. I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. Thank you for being with
me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And joining us live on the KSL Newsline, that is Carol Camrat. She's one of the homeowners of one of those homes that we saw fall just down the mountainside in Draper. KSL News Time is past 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
A crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway over to the right, and a surface street crash 2400 South 5100 West. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. It starts out with some springtime thunderstorms. High of 64. Most of these showers and storms will be in the afternoon and evening. 54 tomorrow, a.m. shower possible. 64 mostly sunny for your Wednesday. Then we go to the low 70s on Thursday, sunny skies, and maybe a touch cooler, 69 for your Friday. But working into Saturday and Sunday, low to mid 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's a chilly one right now in downtown Salt Lake City, only 60 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to take a look at the markets. They've been pretty flat today. A complete look at your money news coming up next. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down.
No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Hello, Spring. This is your friend, Adventure. You've been on my mind, and I'm wondering where you've been. Weather's warming, and the word on the street is you're looking for riders to enjoy Cedar City Brinehead Spectacular Trails? Well, I'm told Three Peaks Recreation and Parawam's Evil Water Trail System are the bomb. Or perhaps you've changed. Maybe you're more into hiking? Kolob Canyon or Thor's Hammer Trail make a perfect meetup place. Oh, and don't forget Cedar City's spectacular views accompanied by disc golf at the Thunderbird Garden Course. Listen, I've always been here. I still like the same things. Spring skiing, tubing. But I'm more mature now. My interests have expanded. There's Cedar City's Southern Utah Museum of Art, strolls downtown, fine dining or shopping. I'm more interesting than you know. Let's connect and rekindle our relationship, starting in the spot we always enjoy. Cedar City Brinehead. Look me up at visitcedarcity.com. Your old friend, Adventure.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for. They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Watching Utah's money, companies are dropping billions of dollars to greenwash their firms. That's when a business pretends to be more environmentally sustainable than they really are, because consumers and investors are often willing to spend more on greener products. Businesses in North America grew their sustainability advertising spending by nearly $270 billion last year. Drink water isn't just good advice, it's a company. Two snowboarders started the business in 2011 after turning down a sponsorship from Red Bull, which they say is the exact thing people should be drinking less of. Stickers, water bottles, sweaters, and socks are for sale on their website, and 10% of the profits go to a nonprofit aiming to get clean water to more people. And taking a look at your money at this moment, market's pretty flat today with the Dow up by about 10 points, NASDAQ down by 42, and the S&P is down by 2.
Is this the week the president goes all in?
The president is ready to announce his run.
Ron DeSantis leaves Utah just as President Biden readies his presidential announcement. Politics is in the air. Listen this week as we follow the first steps of the campaign. Your voice, your vote, 2024 on KSL News Radio.
If you're in need of a tooth replacement, it's important to understand all your options. Grandpa's Dental combines experience and the latest in dental technology to bring you the information you need when choosing dental treatment options for you and your family. At Grandpa's Dental, they know great results can be achieved when treatment is tailored to each individual's needs. Grandpa's Dental mission is to provide only the highest quality and personalized dental care at an affordable price. And they've been in town for over 15 years. At Grandpa's Dental, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable staff, experienced professionals, and a comfortable and pleasant environment for you and your family's dental needs. So, if you need an implant, crown, or denture, get to know all your options. Call one of Grandpa's Dental offices today in Orem, Murray, or West Jordan, or go to grandpasdental.com to schedule a free consultation today. grandpasdental.com. That's grandpasdental.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's up, Ricky?
Crews still clearing the crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway. Look for that over to the right. A delay-free drive on all the valley freeways. Advanced Window Products, high-efficiency windows, $2,000 off 10 windows or more for a limited time. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, look for highs in the mid-60s today. We'll be dry the first half and then bring in a chance for thunderstorms by this afternoon and evening. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, cloudy skies, light showers possible. We then work into tomorrow. AM showers possible, then clearing, high of 54. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 63 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this half hour. To minimize flooding, we do need the weather to switch between hot and cold, but has this cold spell lasted too long?
Every day that passes, the closer we are to consistent hot weather. And KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says that's exactly what we don't need right now.
We don't want a long-standing consecutive stretch of, you know, upper 70s, mid-80s. You get 5 days in a row of 80s, you're in trouble.
Matt says even with our little warm-up so far, we've mostly only been clipping the low 70s, but we really need to be pushing the low 80s in order to start melting snow out of the upper elevations, where most of it is. And while there is still a good chance we can get this water down smoothly, we need the runoff to happen quicker, because we still got a lot of snow up there.
We still have 90% of the snowpack to melt.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Avalanche Center is putting the word out that avalanches are still a serious threat.
At least 13 avalanches in Utah's backcountry were triggered by people over the weekend. That's according to the Utah Avalanche Center. And 8 people were actually caught up in some of those slides. Luckily, nobody was killed. But the conditions for more slides remains. There's plenty of heavy, wet, wind-drifted snow that could easily break loose and make its way down the mountains. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A rough end of the season at Snow Basin Resort. A skier and a snowboarder collided on the slopes, and the 82-year-old skier ended up dying from his injuries. We're still waiting for the Weber County Sheriff's Office to release the skier's name. Investigators say the snowboarder was not seriously injured, and they do believe the crash was his fault. A busy closing weekend for Alta Ski Resort as Powder Hounds look to get just in one more last run. Now, this woman has been skiing that closing day for more than 20 years, but says this one was different.
Well, this is a little crazier, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm surprised by how many people are here. I guess the word is out. I don't know that it's a pretty crazy fun day.
It's not uncommon for Alta to extend the season one or two weekends after the announced closing date, but chose not to this year, even though there is record amounts of snow. The focus is on digital devices at the Lori Vallow Daybell trial as it resumes in Boise. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell is live on the scene at the Ada County Courthouse. Hugo?
Let me just start off by saying the jury and Vallow Daybell, the defense prosecution, they look tired. It's been a long couple of weeks for them. Today we heard from Detective Stubbs, and he was one of the investigators specializing in technical forensics, followed by an FBI agent who specialised in the same thing. The key things I took away from it were the interesting Google searches that were made on accounts linked to Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow Daybell on quite coincidental dates. For example, the date that they were burying Tammy Daybell, we saw that Lori Vallow Daybell had Googled you know, wedding dresses in Hawaii. A lot of back and forth between the prosecution and the defense. We're on a break at the moment, but we're hoping to wrap up court today at around 3:30. So I will check in with you then. Reporting live from Boise, Idaho, Hurricane Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The Supreme Court granted a full stay of a lower court ruling on mifepristone, allowing the abortion pill to remain widely available for now. The nation's highest court could take up the case again just as the country prepares to elect the next president.
On May 17th, the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court is set to hear oral arguments from opponents of mifepristone and the Justice Department. Veteran court watchers expect that ruling will result in an appeal, and ABC News legal contributor Kate Shaw said that means the high court could see the case again at a crucial point next year.
If we're talking about next spring, we're well into a presidential election cycle, and I have to imagine that's going to be on the justices' minds, seeing the political ramifications of their decision just last June in the Dobbs case overturning Roe versus Wade.
Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
A key member of the Biden White House is leaving her post with the administration. President Biden now saluting outgoing domestic policy advisor Susan Rice after more than 2 years of service. Rice is now the first person to have served as national security advisor and domestic policy advisor. President Biden is reportedly announcing his reelection bid tomorrow, and Utah Democrats are all in.
The chair of Utah's Democrats is Diane Lewis.
The Democratic Party and our Democrats are all in for Biden and want him to run again.
The president's approval ratings are low nationally, but Lewis says Utahns love that he's reduced prescription drug costs and approved money for infrastructure. As for a potential matchup with either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis,
Biden shouldn't have to worry about either one of them with those extremists. I mean, both of them are very extreme, and we're finding that here in the state, that a lot of our Republicans are extremists, but I think people are getting tired of that.
Lewis also defending the president's age, saying she's met him and called him sharp as a tack. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
ABC's Jay O'Brien has more now on our team coverage.
A lot of attention on a possible Tuesday announcement, because that would mark the four-year anniversary of the launch of President Biden's 2020 campaign. Sources telling ABC News the White House already reaching out to top Democratic donors, and that campaign kickoff would likely come in the form of a video message.
Time now for First Look Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Just one accident eastbound on the 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway, and we're enjoying a delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
President Trump has gone after the district attorney.
He's painting this as a cast of characters.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
When interest rates rise, it's not all bad. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, helping you understand why now is the time to purchase an annuity. Annuities are the only products that will guarantee you an income you can't outlive. It's those guarantees that are tied to treasury rates. And as we know, those rates are at 40-year highs. If you're in or within 10 years of retirement, use this to your advantage. This is exactly why it's possible to receive up to a 25% upfront bonus for income, and why it is possible to receive up to 10% per year for income growth. It's because of the high interest rates. Don't let anyone tell you it's not true, but also don't wait. Interest rates and these guarantees will eventually come down. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
You know how they always used to ask you in grade school, what do you want to be when you grow up? I bet I'm the only kid who ever stood proud and said, I want to be a rain gutter or siding installer. Jim Jr. here with RGS Exteriors, and man, I can still remember all those wannabe astronauts and quarterbacks looking at me like I was an idiot. Who would want to install rain gutters or siding? Somebody who is a fourth generation in business. That's who. My great-grandfather, T.R. Brown, started the company in the 50s. Then my grandfather took over from him, then my dad, Tim Sr., and now I've been at the helm since 2005. Every day I wake up and think, man, I'm living the dream. And now my own kids are starting to work in the business too. Five generations. If you want gutters, siding, windows, or any exteriors on your home, and a company that really cares deep down to our souls, give RGS a call. 801-280-3110, or find us online, rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com. 801-280-3110, rgsutah.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, we do need these cool spells to keep flooding in check, but we really need it to start getting warmer before consistent spring temperatures do set in. KSL News Time, 12:38. A fiery scare aboard an airline flight. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
A bird striking an American Airlines plane shortly after it left Columbus, Ohio.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. American 1958, we had a bird strike.
Pictures show flames shooting from one of the engines of Phoenix-bound flight 1958. Marnie Callistead was sitting in the 33rd row.
We circled around, and that's when many people started crying and going into tears because we just didn't know if we were going to make it or not, frankly. It was terrifying.
The plane returning to Columbus, making an emergency landing. Passengers were met by emergency personnel, but there were no injuries reported. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The National Association for Business Economics is out with its latest survey and look at the economy. ABC's Daria Albinger has more.
Persistent inflation is still the top worry for businesses.
More firms said that their profit margins were shrinking in the last quarter than said they were increasing.
NABE's Ken Simonson says that could mean belt tightening, especially when it comes to current and future employees.
That's a sign that they're either going to be cutting the number of workers or they're going to trim wage increases below where they have been.
Fewer than half of the respondents to NABE's business conditions survey expect wages to rise over the next 3 months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
We still have the final cleanup of this crash. It's in West Valley City, eastbound SR-201, the 21st South Freeway at Bangor Highway. Everybody's out of traffic to the right shoulder. A delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways. We do have a KSL traffic trooper reporting that construction crews have closed the Gordon Avenue Bridge area at 4th North going eastbound to Highway 89. No detours have been set up, and it's just best to avoid that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for highs in the mid-60s today and a chance for some showers and even some thunderstorms to rumble through the Wasatch Front by this afternoon and evening. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, a chance for a shower and maybe even a stray thunderstorm. 54 tomorrow, a.m. shower possible. Then we'll start to dry things out. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, we'll go back in time looking at what led to the possible landslide that destroyed two Draper homes. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I ordered Mexican for my team at work.
With vegetarian options for Jerry.
Then I'm in a meeting and I remember Jerry's vegan.
Love the cheese.
So I text Easy Cater and they reply, no prob, we got this.
Gonna fix it for ya.
Sometimes I get vegetarian and vegan confused. Kind of like Austria and Australia.
Geography is not your strong suit.
Dietary needs? Easy Cater has your back with over 100,000 restaurants. Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children.
You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Salt Lake City area attorneys. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047. CordellCordell.com.
Register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500.
And I'm Michelle.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah Democrats say they're all in on another term for President Biden. It's being reported he's going to announce that bid tomorrow. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, one person is dead after a shooting prompted active shooter scares at a college outside of Oklahoma City. Third, traffic and weather together. What's happening, Ricky?
No delays on any of the valley freeways, just the one accident, and it's in the final cleanup stages. Eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a dry drive into work, but the drive home, you could see thunderstorms. I'm Matt Johnson.
63 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
What happens now that the U.S. has evacuated and closed its embassy in Sudan?
We're looking at what options we have to perhaps resume diplomatic presence in Sudan, including in Port Sudan. That's something that we're looking at. But conditions are very challenging.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, there are still some 16,000 U.S. citizens who are in the African nation where the fighting is escalating. The sister of Paul Whelan, whom the U.S. government says he is wrongfully detained by Russia, is calling again for her brother's release.
Russia's less than sophisticated take on diplomacy is to arbitrarily detain American citizens in order to extract concessions from the United States.
Elizabeth Whelan appearing before a U.N. Security Council meeting, which was chaired by Russia's foreign minister. A suspect is in custody in Midwest City, Oklahoma, accused in a shooting which briefly put Rose State College on lockdown. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A lot of questions after a landslide destroyed two Draper homes and still threatens two others. The KSL Investigates team has been looking into the situation in Draper since long before it turned catastrophic, going back to last fall. Investigative producer Cindy St. Clair joins me live in the studio. And Cindy, this is such a scary situation. What have you learned about the way home building projects get approved here in Utah?
It's a complicated process. And there's really not a lot on the side of the consumer is kind of what we're finding. You know, this is a situation where you have multiple layers of different engineering approvals. But, you know, you're relying on the experts in this situation to build you something safe. And unfortunately, we saw a catastrophic failure over the weekend.
Is there any way to point a finger or blame at anyone in this process?
You know, we're still digging into that. But like I said, this is a lot of different pieces in this puzzle. And blame is maybe the wrong word, but there's probably some culpability in a lot of different pieces of this. And I think as we get deeper into this, we're gonna see more of that come. Of maybe where some of these failures occurred.
Okay, the more you learn, if you were to build a home tomorrow, what kinds of things would you be looking at and that you can advise our listeners to be looking at when they're going into this process?
So I would be requesting the soils information. Every one of these developments does a geotechnical investigation, and it tells you exactly what dirt is under there, what they're supposed to be doing when they excavate your home, how much fill they're going to put in. You can request compaction reports to make sure that it was compacted well. And a lot of it is just really being involved in every step of the process and making sure that everything is done as the engineer says it should be.
So the biggest thing is just don't assume it's safe because they built it and approved it.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that.
All right. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks.
And live here in studio with me is Cindy St. Clair. She's an investigative producer with the KSL investigative team.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.